A coalition of community groups and congregations announced a new campaign today called Home is Where the Vote Is. They want to get the focus on homeowners in trouble in 8 swing states, saying President Obama and Governor Mitt Romney have not proposed bold solutions for homeowners. Some of President Obama's allies have the same concern. They say President Obama's cautious approach to the foreclosure crisis may have been the administration's most serious mistake, one that's now hurting his reelection bid. As California Democratic Representative Zoe Lofgren told New York Times Washington correspondent Binyamin Appelbaum, the administration was simply not aggressive enough, and as a consequence, they did not interrupt the catastrophic spiral downward in our economy. Is that fair? Binyamin Appelbaum joins us from the Monitor Studios in Washington with more. Welcome.
Thank you.
And let's put this in some context, you know, to remind us what the options were for the president and what the administration did. You called what they did a limited aid program, the administration starting by wanting to help only responsible borrowers. So just give us a little bit more about the context here.
So the administration was confronting this huge economic crisis when they came into office in the winter of 2009. And what they basically decided to do was to focus, on broad economic stimulus programs that would benefit the whole economy, repair the banking sector, fix the automakers, provide money to people through tax cuts, government spending programs. And their hope was that this would fix the housing market by improving the financial circumstances of individual homeowners. They decided that they would only make a very small effort to help homeowners directly through fairly modest incentives that the government paid to mortgage companies to reduce the mortgage payments that some of those borrowers had to make. Yeah. But the thrust of the plan was to fix housing by fixing other things.
Right. And there at the time, you know, there were other options put out as well, even during the campaign. If I've got this right, then-candidate Obama's opponent, John McCain, suggested that the government buy outright a lot of these troubled mortgages.
Yeah, it's really striking. You know, of the major candidates for president in 2008, the one who had by far the most modest proposal to address the housing crisis was Barack Obama. Even his Republican opponent, Senator John McCain, proposed a much more aggressive approach to the crisis. He wanted the government to buy up troubled loans and refinance those loans at taxpayer expense. It would have been very expensive, but a lot of economists think it offered one potential way to sort of unlock this puzzle.
Well, and you talk to a lot of people. We want to hear more about President Obama's allies who are now saying to you this was a big mistake for him not to be more aggressive. But just a little bit of pushback on that, which you allude to in your article. You know, the political climate at the time, this was the political climate that gave birth to the Tea Party, the huge stimulus, the TARP program, the bailout of Detroit. People were not in the mood for hearing that their neighbor was going to have their mortgage picked up. In fact, there were people threatening, if you listen to talk radio, people threatening to stop paying their mortgages. If, you know, if somebody's just going to bail out, then bail me out, too. We remember that political climate.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's important to say that everyone agrees, including President Obama, that what they did not work. And the question is twofold. Could they have done something more? And would it have worked if they tried it? And they decided not to try it, as you say, because there was this tremendous political opposition. There was this intense public anger about bailouts for people who were held to have made irresponsible decisions. There was this enormous, it's one of the things that birthed the Tea Party. And, you know, administration officials point to that and say, basically, listen, the political backlash would have been huge. The question is whether making an unpopular choice would have produced better long-term results. That's exactly what the administration did with the banking industry. The banking bailout was no more popular. Maybe it was even less popular. But the administration said, listen, you're not going to like this, but we have to do it. It's important. The economy will not be healed if we do not fix the banking sector.
Right.
And when it came to housing, they made the opposite choice. They said, okay, folks are really angry about this. We don't want to, you know, do something else that's unpopular. We don't think it's necessary. We're not going to do it.
Well, and another thing that jumps out of your writing is that the heart of this thinking was former presidential economic advisor Lawrence Summers and current Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner.
Yeah, this was, they deserve tremendous credit for having arrested the banking crisis, putting the financial industry back onto solid ground. But this was another part of that same decision. They developed this strategy. They and other presidential advisors developed this response to the crisis. Some aspects of it worked very well. Some aspects of it worked very poorly. And in the case of housing, it did not do what they hoped.
Yeah. And the president had to be aware of this because you have a lovely detail although I'm sure, it's painful in many ways, that the president has a folder that he receives with handpicked letters from the thousands that he gets, and he reads 10 of them that are picked by his aides. And a lot of them were from people saying, your housing policy is not working.
President Obama does this exactly because he wants to keep his hand on the pulse of the nation. He wants to know what people are actually saying. And so he gets this letter, this purple file every day with the letters in it, and he reads them. And from very early on in his administration, those letters pretty regularly came to him and said, this is not working. We're not getting the help we needed. You're not keeping the promises that you made. So he did know this. He did know that it was happening. And when he'd go to his advisors and say, what can we do? They would remind him of the choice that they'd made. And for almost 2 years, he and his advisors continued to double down on that choice. They continued to make the judgment that the best solution to the housing crisis was to address the broader economy and not to address the crisis itself directly.
So what happens now? I mean, you write about people saying this is the reason that the economy is stalling. This is the main issue, when push comes to shove going into the November election. The administration has no one to blame but themselves for not, either trying to get some legislation instead of just relying on mortgage companies to, do this themselves. What happens now? President Obama said last summer, we're going back to the drawing board. I would think way too late for the election.
Yeah, and also way too late for, millions of homeowners who have lost their homes. And for many people, this is the cat's out of the bag. The home is lost. The financial cost has been incurred. The damage to the economy is done. There is no new, better solution that can fix their problems. But it's also the case, and you referenced it at the top, that there are groups that are pushing for the administration to do more, pushing for the government to do more. There are still millions of Americans who are in this predicament, who might become, greater contributors to the economy if their debts were reduced, or if they were able to sell their homes, or if they were just able to afford their homes. And so there are still efforts underway, and the administration has greatly increased its own efforts to help those people to improve the economic situation, and hopefully to get growth going a little bit faster.
Binyamin Appelbaum, Washington correspondent for The New York Times, will link you to his article on the housing crisis and successes and failures during the Obama administration in addressing it at hereandnow.org. Binyamin, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Always a pleasure for me, too.
Okay. All right, from the serious to the kind of wacky. After a minute, we're going to take a look at a town in South Carolina that decided to send all its women, just about, from 8 to 82 away to see if the men can handle their jobs. Is it an old cliche or maybe still real in this small town in South Carolina? That's in 1 minute, here and now.